You know what? It's tough because that's two nights in a row that we've come out and our first group has just been flat. They've been flat defensively, flat offensively, and you know from the beginning we're fighting from a hole. And not only are we fighting from a hole, but obviously your opponent has some confidence, especially offensively. And so it's like an uphill battle that you're fighting, especially being shorthanded. So we have to do a better job at the beginning of games, coming out and trying to hit first and not be the recipient of being hit. You know, you got to give those guys credit. Obviously, Harden had a monster game against us. I thought Chandler Parsons was really good too, especially early on. For us, you know, Deli was great coming off the bench. He's been really good for us. Again, this is second double-double in a row, I think. Anderson was great coming off the bench. Tyler was great. I thought our bench in the last two games, they've given us a big spark, and they've really helped us either A, get back in the game, or B, stay in the game to a certain degree. And so I give those guys credit. But we just have to do a better job coming out at the beginning of games and playing with some sort of sense of urgency or fight and not be the recipient of whatever the team throws at us. And it's going to be big for us tomorrow in a back-to-back situation at New York.
Mike, you've obviously emphasized that point, I'm sure, with the guys that from the get-go to come up. Why do you think they're struggling to give you the effort early on?
Right now, I'm not sure what it is exactly. I know what it is when you look at it out there, but I don't know why we keep doing it. And maybe I might need to make a change earlier. Because it seems like every time I made a change with that first group, we got back into the game right away, or we played with some sort of energy. But then from there, it's an uphill fight because now our opponent has some sort of confidence. So we got to do a better job, like I said, on both ends of the floor, not just defensively, but on both ends of the floor. I think both games we might have been outscored 17-4, I think, in the first few minutes of the game. And, you're playing some playoff teams. That's tough to come back from. That's real tough to come back from.
When you say make a change early, starting lineup change or just bring somebody in sooner?
Bring somebody in sooner. I can always, especially with the way we're sitting right now, I can always shake things up when it comes to the lineup, in my opinion. But, maybe bring guys in earlier if I feel it.
Are you at a point yet with Anderson where you can start him, or do you like him coming off the bench?
Right now, Andy's still under a minute restriction, and so it's a little tough because if you start him with him being on a minute restriction, he's going to sit a long, long time. And playing him in the middle of each half, it helps with the minute restriction. It helps balance that to a certain degree.
What is his minute restriction?
25. Right now, it's 25.
When a player like Harden has it going like that in the third quarter, what do you do to slow him down?
What we did coming out at halftime is, any pick and roll that he was in, we said, hey, we're just going to go blitz him, which was obviously double team him on any pick and roll. The tough thing about it is we played pretty good defense, and most of his points came in transition. Came blitzing in transition, you just got to get back. You got to load to the ball and make it look crowded, or it came off of like a swing. Now he catches the ball and he's in an ISO situation. The shot clock's winding down, and he's either in an ISO situation or he's catching and shooting a three. So it's tough to get to him in those two types of instances: transition and off a swing, catch and shoot, or swing, catch and drive. You can't send a second guy because you're in rotations. So what you could do, you got to hope he misses, and you got to keep contesting shots if he's getting points in those two situations. In pick and roll situations or pin down situations, you can blitz him or double team him, which was what we talked about coming out of halftime. But he wasn't in much of those, and he didn't hurt us in those situations. He hurt us in the other two, like I said, transition and off of swings.
You said before the game that you want to win. You're not going to give up anything to try to win. How do you convince these guys to keep doing the same? Have they given up at this point?
No, I don't think they have. I mean, if they have, we would have gotten beat by 40. what we have to do a better job of is coming out at the beginning of the game and hitting first, and not giving our opponent a confidence level that's hard to combat for 48 minutes. You know, you come out, you let them hit, you know, 4 for 5 or whatever it was from the 3-point line. Now that rim looks like it's an ocean, and it's hard to fight that or combat that the rest of the game. So that's where it has to start. It has to be at the beginning of games, and then you got to get a consistent effort over a 48 minute period. You know, not only the first quarter, but even the third quarter too. You know, we got to come out at the beginning of the third, and we got to hit first, not to be the recipient of a hit and then trying to react to that.
I think you came out pretty well at the beginning of the third. I think you scored the first 7,
mm-hmm.
and I think they came right back with 9.
Right.
What happened at that stretch?
They took a timeout, and then I thought we just started turning the ball over, and they started getting us in transition. And, you know, between our turnovers, particularly their ability to get out in transition and our inability to get back, was the difference in the game. You know, we talked about having the right floor balance, and our floor balance was not good during their little spurt.
Mike, the transition defense, there was the one time right near the end of the quarter, threw a long pass and got a layup with, you know, 2, and we've seen that happen a number of times with you guys this year. What seems to be the problem there, where you guys seem to give up easy baskets like that in the transition D?
Yeah, you know what, I think we've been pretty good with that most of the year. That's happened to us a couple of times. In that situation, I think we had somebody penetrate, and this happened to us quite a bit. They switched. Patrick Beverly was involved in a pick and roll, and he switched on to the big. When the shot went up and we scored the bucket, because he was next to big, he took off. And our guards that were in the corner, they were slow and or late getting back. And this is what I was talking about, floor balance. Shot goes up. All right, if our two-man penetrated or our two-man's in the paint, as soon as that shot is about to leave my hands, the 1 and the 3 got to get back. They got to get back. They can't turn and jog, or they can't pick up in a situation against this team, a team like this, because they're leaking out, they're running out, they're looking to get out in transition. And Zoe just saw him. Zoe started to jog back. He saw him late, and Patrick Beverly's too quick, and so that's why he was a half a count behind. But in that situation, Zoe, and I'm not sure who else was out on the floor, as soon as the ball was about to leave somebody's hands, should have been sprinting to get back in transition. And because the first thing we do is protect the basket. Then after that, find the ball, stop the ball, and load to the ball, and then go from there with our rules.
Are any of the injured guys going with you to New York?
I'm not sure what our medical staff's doing. Yeah, I had to talk to them about it.
And I know you said you're focused on winning and not necessarily just developing guys, but how, with Kyrie out, with CJ out, all these minutes for Deion, how beneficial do you think that's going to be for him?
You know, I said this before, anytime our young guys can play minutes, it's a positive thing. So, you know, it's good for him, it's good for Deli, it's good for Tyler, you know, it's good for all these guys to get minutes right now and hopefully learn and grow, and the minutes can be productive at the end of the day.
What are your thoughts on the way he's played since he's been put back into the starting lineup? He was a little bit more efficient tonight with his points per shots taken and that. Your thoughts on how he's done?
Yeah, you know, Deion's done a tremendous job scoring the basketball. You know, I think he scored from all three levels. He scored in a lot of different ways. He's done a nice job of moving the basketball also and not keeping it in one spot. You know, there's still some areas that I talked to Deion about that he's got to continue to work on. And defensively, at times he gets a little lost, you know, like some of our other young guys do. And then, you know, he's big, he's strong, he's athletic, and yeah, I mean, he's got a rebound for us. You know, he's got a rebound for us. He's got to finish or get to the free throw line, continue trying to finish and or get to the free throw line, and then he's got to run. You know, if he can rebound and run at a high level, as well as defend consistently, he's going to be an amazing player. But those are areas which are areas that the general public can't see. You know, at the end of the day, they look at 11 for 20, which I would too. And, you know, it's an efficient offensive game, but it's more than just going 11 for 20 from the floor. It's more than that. And Deion's learning, and he's growing, and he's getting better. But he has still a high ceiling, which is a good thing, because he can be a lot better than what he is right now.
Is he a 1 or a 2?
He's a two. He's a two-two that can play some one. He's a combo guy.